All right, everybody, may I have your attention, please? Let's go ahead and get started. Everybody quiet down. We're going to have a quick word of prayer, and then we're going to get started. All right, dear Lord, we thank you so much for the chance to be here today, Lord. And we just pray that your word would be preached with power and that every young person who's here today would listen very carefully to the word that's preached. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, let me start out here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. I'm going to start out by reading the scripture to you, then I'm going to preach to you a little bit. But the Bible reads in 1 Thessalonians 4, "Furthermore then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so you would abound more and more. For you know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God, that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness." The Bible says that God did not call us to uncleanness. He called us unto holiness. Everybody listen up. Today, in the year 2017, we are living in some times where there's a lot of wickedness going on in our society. In the United States and in Guyana both, sin is abounding. Wickedness abounds. And there are a lot of really unclean, sinful things going around that we never would have thought possible when I was a kid. But the Bible says that evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse. I just heard about this thing that was going on recently in Guyana where a lot of young people are committing fornication, and they're even so stupid that they would not only commit fornication, but they would actually put a picture of that or a video of that online. Now, fornication is when you have sex outside of marriage. And the Bible tells us that any sex outside of marriage is a sin. It's fornication. God has called us to be pure. God has called us to be clean and to go to our wedding day pure. And we should only be with that one person until death do us part. You know, I thank God that when I married my wife, when I was 19 years old, I married my wife, and that was the first woman that I'd ever been with. I did not commit fornication. And listen to me, the world today, the world glorifies sin. The world glorifies evil. And they're trying to deceive even young people like you to go out and commit fornication and to be so foolish as to put a picture or a video of something online. Now, let me explain something to you. Once you put something online, it never goes away. You see, you upload a stupid picture, you upload a stupid video, you say something perverted, and someone's recording it on their cell phone, that's going to go online, and later you're going to be ashamed and embarrassed and humiliated by that. But once it's been uploaded, that'll never go away. Now, the Bible says that God's will for our lives is our sanctification, that we should abstain from fornication, because every one of us should know how to possess our vessel, that's our body, how to possess our vessel in sanctification and honor. You see, we need to have respect and honor for our bodies and not abuse our bodies, not to misuse our bodies. See, the Bible says, "Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, and that you're not your own, but you're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." So our body belongs to God. When we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, we're purchased with the blood of Christ, and we belong to Him, and we need to not abuse our body. Now, think about this. What if I were to rent a car? Let's say I rented a car. Do you think it would be okay for me to rent that car and then just go ahead and just put a bunch of bumper stickers on the back of it? If it's a rental car, put stickers all over it. And then maybe I could just change out the stereo system. And then, you know, just take out some of the seats so I could have some additional storage. Would I do that with a rental car? No. Or what if I rented a house? You think I could just kind of knock out some walls and just remodel and change everything? No, because it doesn't belong to you. And the Bible says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, and that you are not your own, but you're bought with a price. So we are supposed to be good stewards of the body that God gave us. We should not abuse our body. We should not modify our body. So for example, you shouldn't get tattoos on your body either. The Bible says, thou shalt not print any marks upon your body. That's what the Bible says. Do not print marks upon your body. And here's the thing about tattoos, they're permanent. Once you put a tattoo on your body, you can't take it off again. It's permanent. It's there forever. Once you go out and commit fornication, you know, you can never necessarily undo the damage from that. Once that video is uploaded to YouTube or uploaded to Facebook, it's out there. It's never going to go away. And once you have picked up a disease from the filthiness of fornication, you know, that's something that you're going to have to live with for the rest of your life. And so you need to stop and think when you're young that you only have one life, you only have one body, and you don't want to abuse it or misuse it. You want to take care of the body that God has given you and be a good steward of the life that God has given you. Listen, most people in this world, the Bible teaches, are foolish. The Bible says, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. So you have to decide, are you going to go along with the crowd and be a fool and commit fornication and mess up your life? Or are you going to be one of the few wise people who listens to the word of God and realize that God has not called us unto uncleanness, but unto fornication? Now, why did the Bible call fornication unclean? Why did the Bible call it the filthiness of fornication? Because God did not intend our bodies to be abused in that way, where we're being physical with someone other than our wife or our husband. You're only supposed to be physical with that one person. Otherwise, you get all kinds of germs and diseases and spread all kinds of infection. You're supposed to be with one person. And so the Bible calls fornication unclean. The Bible calls it filthiness. The Bible calls it sin. The Bible calls it wickedness. And we need to live a life of cleanness and sanctification to honor God. Now, every single one of us is a sinner. Nobody's perfect, right? But we can at least abstain from major wicked sins like fornication or adultery and things of that nature. But here's the thing. There are some people who've already made those mistakes in their life, right? And the Bible does teach that we have forgiveness through Jesus Christ. But that doesn't mean that the consequences of our sin go away. You know, even if you have forgiveness for your sin, you still might have that video floating around online. You still might have that STD. You still might have those tattoos or whatever damage you received in your life, or damage to your reputation or damage to your character. But let me explain to you this morning how to be forgiven of your sins. You know, the most important thing that you'll ever do in your life, the most important decision that you'll ever make in your life, is to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. That's the most important thing. Because the Bible says, what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what would a man give in exchange for his soul? So the first thing I want to explain to you is that every single person is a sinner. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the thing about sin is that it always has consequences. Now, first of all, sin has consequences in this life. But sin also has consequences after we die, because the Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. But not just the first death. The Bible says death and hell were cast into the lake of fire, and this is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. That lake of fire is talking about a place called hell. And the Bible teaches that we've all sinned, and the wages of sin is death, and that hell is the second death. Then the Bible in Revelation 21 has a list of people that are going to hell. It says, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So it mentions a lot of really big sins like murderers and sorcerers. You know, sorcerers are people who are doing magic and black magic and incantations. You know, of course, murder would be killing someone. And you might think to yourself, well, I've never committed murder or I've never been a sorcerer. But the Bible said, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, I don't know about you. I know I've lied before. Have you ever lied before? Yeah, I know I've lied before. I think everybody's lied at one time or another because we're all sinners. Nobody's perfect. And so the Bible's teaching that because we've all sinned, we all deserve to go to hell because we've all lied or disobeyed our parents or done other things that were against the Lord and His commandments. But the good news is that God loves us anyway. Even though we're sinners, God loves us anyway. The Bible says, but God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So even though we're sinners, even though we've done bad things in our lives, God loves us anyway. And because God loves us, He came to this earth in the form of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was God in the flesh. And He lived a perfect sinless life that none of us could live. And He also did a lot of miracles. And you might remember some of the miracles that Jesus did. He walked on water. He healed the sick. He raised people from the dead. He turned water into wine. He fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. But not only did He do a lot of miracles, He also preached the Word of God. And when you preach the Word of God, people often get offended by that. It makes people mad sometimes when you preach the truth because they get offended. You know, let's say I preach against fornication and somebody's fornicating, they're not going to like the fact that I'm preaching against fornication. Or someone who's an adulterer or a sorcerer, they're not going to like the fact that I'm preaching against that. So Jesus had a lot of enemies. And so they arrested Jesus. And not only did they arrest Him, but they actually beat Him. They spit on Him. They hit Him in the head with a stick. They whipped Him 39 times. And then ultimately, they hung Jesus on the cross. They actually nailed Him to the cross. And when Jesus was on that cross, the Bible says that He Himself bare our sins in His own body. So every sin that I've ever done and every sin that you've ever done, it was as if Jesus had done it. Jesus was taking the punishment for our sins. And when He died, they took His body and they buried it in a tomb. But His soul went down to hell for 3 days and 3 nights. 3 days later, He rose again from the dead, and He showed the disciples the holes in His hands and the hole in His side, just to prove that it was really Him risen from the dead. Now, Jesus died on the cross for every single person in the whole world. No matter who they are, Jesus died for you and everyone else. But is everybody automatically going to go to heaven? No, because the Bible talked about the fact there are people who are going to the lake of fire. And so the question is, what must we do to be saved? And that question is asked one time in the Bible in Acts chapter 16, verse 30. What must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. So what's the one thing, according to the Bible, that we must do to be saved? Believe. The most famous verse in the Bible is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Notice He didn't say whosoever is a good person, because we're all sinners. There's none righteous, no, not one. Notice He didn't say whoever joins my church, or whoever joins your church, or whoever joins the church down the street. He didn't say that. He did not say whoever stops sinning, because you know what? Nobody is that perfect. He said that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. And what's eternal mean? Forever. Now the Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now is a gift free or do you have to pay for it? Free. Now we've got some gifts here that we brought. We're going to give everybody a DVD at the end of this. And that's a free gift, right? But what if we made you give us money for it at the door and we said, hey, that's going to be $100. Is that really a gift then? No. Because gifts are free. Now, the person who gives you the gift is the one who paid for it. So Jesus is the one who's giving us the gift of eternal life. The Bible says the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So Jesus is giving us that free gift. He paid for it with his blood when he died on the cross and was buried and rose again. All we have to do is just receive that free gift of eternal life. And the way that we receive it is just by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, and we shall be saved. We don't have to pay for it or earn it. And here's the best part about it. He's not going to come and take it away from us. Because the Bible says, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And in fact, one day, when people are cast into hell, Jesus will tell them, depart from me, I never knew you. Notice he didn't say, I used to know you. He said, I never knew you. Because once he knows you, he knows you. Once you're saved, you're saved. You have everlasting life, and you shall never perish. You'll live forever in heaven with Jesus. And that's not by being good. That's by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. It's by faith in Jesus that we're saved. Not by works of righteousness, which we've done. It's by our faith, because it's a free gift. So how do you receive that free gift of eternal life? Just by believing in Jesus, by putting all your faith and trust in Jesus. And if you just ask him to give you that gift, he'll give you that free gift today. Now, if I were to ask you right now, who here believes that Jesus died on the cross for your sins? Raise your hand if you believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins. And keep your hand up if you believe that he rose from the dead. Okay? And who believes that if you just ask Jesus to save you right now, he will save you if you ask him to, just by believing in him, and you'll get that free gift? Okay, put your hands down. Put your hands down. Here's what I want to do right now. I want everybody to close your eyes and bow your head right now. Close your eyes and bow your head. And if you want to ask Jesus to save you right now, if you want to receive Christ as Savior right now, and look, you only have to do this one time in your life, because once you do it, you're saved forever, as long as you believe in your heart on Jesus as your Savior and you're only trusting him. You can repeat this after me and ask Jesus to save you right now. Dear Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. I know I deserve hell, but I believe that you died on the cross for all of my sins and rose again. Please save me right now and give me eternal life. I'm only trusting you, Jesus. Amen. All right, now if you meant that and you believe on Jesus your Savior, then the Bible says you're saved, because the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. But here's the thing about that. When you believe on Jesus, you're a child of God. God is your father. You're his child. Now, I have 9 children at home. I have 9 children. This guy right here who's drinking the bottle right there, that's my oldest son. But he has 8 younger brothers and sisters. Now, everybody listen up, quiet down. If my son disobeys me, if he breaks the rules, do you think I'm just going to look at my son and say, that's okay, son, just do what you want to do? Is that what you think I'm going to do? No. If he breaks the rules, he's going to be punished. But am I going to throw him out of the family and tell him, you're not my son anymore? No, I'm not. It's the same way with God. Once you believe on Jesus Christ, you're his son, you're his daughter, you're his child. If you break God's rules, he's going to give you a whooping. But that's going to happen in this life. That happens on this earth. But here's the good news. He's not going to throw you out of the family. He's not going to send you to hell. Once you've believed on him, your sins are forgiven. But he will still spank you. He'll still whip you when you disobey in this life. And bad things will happen to you if you live a wicked life. If you go out and live a life of fornication, if you get involved in these videos that are going around online, if you get involved in either watching the videos or uploading the videos or sharing the videos, God is going to punish you. God is going to whip you. And I guarantee you, he's going to whip you a lot harder than I would whip my son. God can whip you harder than that. Okay? So you need to understand that whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, the Bible says, and scourges every son whom he receives. So you don't want to be disciplined by God. You better obey God's commandments. Now, obeying the commandments is not how you get into heaven. You get into heaven just by believing in Jesus. Okay, that's a free gift into heaven. But once you're God's child, you can either be a good child and be blessed, or you can be a bad child and get a constant whipping from God. And I don't know about you, but I don't want God to constantly whip me in my life. I don't want God to spank me. I don't want God to chastise me. So I'm going to keep his commandments. You know, I want to follow the Bible and follow his word. So it's very important that you understand that right now, the way that you live your life right now at this age is going to determine how you live for the rest of your life. Because right now you're building habits and patterns and your personality is being developed. You need to decide right now that you're going to serve God. Because let me tell you something. When I was your age, that I'd already made a decision. I want to live for the Lord. I already made a decision that I love the Bible, I love church, I love God, I want to obey Jesus, I want to keep his commandments. You have to start making those decisions right now at your age. If you want to live for him when you're my age, you got to start when you're your age and live for him. Now, before we let you go today, we want to give you all a very special gift. We brought some DVDs from the United States, some Bible DVDs, some Christian DVDs. And we want to make sure that every single person gets one of these DVDs that we have for you. And the purpose of this DVD is to help you grow in faith and learn more about the Bible. And who's got a DVD player at home? Put up your hand if you have a DVD player or a computer or something to play it on. Yeah, so I want you all, everybody listen up. I want you guys to decide right now that you're going to watch that DVD and learn more about the Lord, all right? So, these two exit doors right here, we're going to have our guys at each exit door, and on your way out, make sure that you get a DVD on your way out. Is there anything else from anyone on the staff? We'll go ahead and close it down then, all right? Let's close it in a word of prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for the chance to be here and to preach, Lord, and we thank you for those that accepted Jesus Christ as Savior, Lord. I pray that they would learn more and grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I pray that they would watch the DVDs and read their Bibles and learn as much as they can. And Lord, help them not to be carried away in the sin and filth of this generation, the fornication, the homosexuality, the pornography, the drunkenness. Lord, help them not to be caught up in any of that garbage, but to live a clean and righteous life for you. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen.